It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Billy the Brain, and today's theme on our show, brainstorming, is more than you know. And our first couple of guests have really typified that. Laura Vanderkam was here. She's an expert on time management, and she has written a book, 168 Hours, showed us how we can find more time in our day. It was very interesting, and her main thesis is you keep a log of the time that you spend on different things, and you'll be able to uncover where you're wasting time and where you can pick some up. Our last guest was Lisa Lillian. She is the author of the Hungry Book series of cookbooks out there, and these are just more ways to make food with lower calorie content using everyday ingredients, and it's fantastic. I have to say, my wife and I have tried her recipes, 200 recipes under 200 calories, and we're impressed with the quality, the way the food tasted itself. Our next guest, who will be coming on in just a minute, is sort of an adjunct to that. We were talking about food and eating summer food, drinking summer drinks, that type of thing. Well, if you eat a lot of food, you drink a lot of drinks, one of the natural outcomes of that is halitosis, better known as bad breath. And our next guest is going to be talking to us. She's an expert on halitosis, talking to us about ways that we can prevent that. So I'm excited to talk to her in just a minute. So we're looking forward to that. If you are looking forward to some of our upcoming shows, tomorrow we have got Dr. Bob Nelson is going to be our first guest tomorrow. And those of you who might not know him by his name, he is the author of a series of books, How to Reward Employees Without Any Monetary Rewards. So I'm very anxious to talk to him in these difficult times. How can we find ways to reward people without actually spending some money on it? So he'll be our first guest tomorrow on Friday, Fun Friday, here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Remember, today's theme is More Than You Know. And with all the summer recipes that we heard from Lisa Lillian, all that food may leave a bad taste in our mouth. My next guest will tell us more than we ever knew about halitosis, otherwise known as bad breath. Dr. Suzanne Cohn is the CEO and co-founder of Triumph Pharmaceuticals, maker of Smart Mouth products. It's a mouthwash, toothpaste, gum, and mints. Dr. Cohn practiced dentistry until 1991 when a debilitating automobile accident forced her to retire from her practice. In 1994, she became a motivational speaker and trained as a life coach, giving encouragement and courses inspiring people to take control of their own lives as she had done. In 1996, Dr. Cohn drew on all of her expertise and co-founded Triumph Pharmaceuticals with her father, Dr. Marvin Cohn, and we'll ask her about what it's like working in a family business. In 1999, they launched the groundbreaking product Trioral Mouthwash on QVC, the first mouthwash proven to eliminate and prevent bad breath for 12 hours. And on QVC, it became the second highest reorder in QVC's history. Amazing. Building on their success, they launched a bunch of sister brands in 2005, and now those brands are all available in 32,000 retail stores across the country. Dr. Cohn holds her dental degree from the University of Missouri at Kansas City Dental School, and she resides in St. Louis, Missouri with her daughter. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cohn.
Thank you. Wow, you do know a lot about me, don't you?
Oh, you'd just be surprised how much we know. I am Billy the Brain, after all, Dr. Cohn, so that's how yes.
There you go.
There we are. And here's a connection that you might not know. Billy the Brain was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, so that gives us that St. Louis connection.
You're kidding.
No, Webster Groves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, this makes it even that much more special.
Absolutely. It's the small world department coming up to creep us. Well, let's talk about your product. I mean, we all have bad breath at one point or another during the day. You know, and bad breath can be stigmatizing. It can help us from getting that raise. It can help us from looking and feeling our best. With children, sometimes they get picked on because they've got bad breath. And there are other probably subtler forms of discrimination as well. Why is bad breath such an enduring problem in this country?
Well, the reason that it's an enduring problem is because it's ongoing. It's a process. The creation or the formation of bad breath gases, it's ongoing in our mouth. And, you know, it's one of the myths, around bad breath is a lot of people think that bad breath is caused by, that it comes from the stomach. And that's not true. It's actually caused by millions of germs that naturally exist in our mouth. They live there. And we all have them. And what these germs do is they ingest, or if you will, eat protein particles, little amino acids. And from these protein particles, they metabolize those and produce a foul-smelling sulfur gas. You know, rotten eggs.
It's a sulfur gas. Oh, my.
Sulfur odor, yes. That horrible morning breath odor,
mm-hmm.
primarily sulfur that we're smelling. And it's gross, you know, if you will. And people don't like smelling it. And so we try to shy away from it. But the reality is, as a dentist, I can tell you, everybody has bad breath, as you said, every day. We all wake up in the morning with that horrible morning breath odor. Our breath becomes stale throughout the course of the day, you know, hence coffee breath. And that's something we can talk about in just a little bit, because there's a myth around coffee breath. But people get coffee breath because their breath is, you know, without the coffee, is becoming stale throughout the day, and those bad breath sulfur gases are being produced.
Oh, Dr. Cohen, you're stealing all my thunder here. I was going to have us explode some of these myths about bad breath and to give you some true or false questions. So we've already done the bad breath is not caused by digestion or from the stomach, and coffee breath doesn't necessarily cause, or coffee doesn't necessarily cause coffee breath. Here's one for you. Can you smell your own breath?
Oh, that's a good one. You know, a lot of people think that they can. And if you think you can, you may actually be offending somebody and you just don't know it. Because the reality is you can't smell your own breath. You know, people try to breathe into their hand and then breathe in.
Sure.
And the best way to know, which is an embarrassing way for most people, is to ask someone, you know, just gently blow in someone's face.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hey, by the way, you know the whole that whole coffee breath myth?
Yes.
The because I mentioned the coffee breath, you know, that it's really the bad breath sulfur gases. But you know, when you drink, do you drink coffee?
No, I don't.
Okay, neither do I. That's funny. There are some people from St. Louis who do, but. The smell of coffee, for people who like it, it's delicious. You know, they talk about the wonderful aroma of coffee.
Sure.
But when you do not have bad breath and you drink coffee and you blow in someone's face, all they smell is that delicious aroma of coffee. But when your breath becomes stale and you have more sulfur gases, the combination of coffee and that sulfur gas, that's what we perceive as coffee breath, and it's pretty offensive.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, now, I grew up in the 60s and 70s. I remember those old Listerine commercials where they had underneath the microscope little lines that signified the germs in your mouth. I mean, I use most major brands of mouthwash at one time or another, Scope or Listerine or Crest,
right.
Pro Health. You know, but you say that they're not effective over long periods of time. Why don't they work?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, and boy, we could talk for an hour about the fact that, you know, that whole myth for me about killing germs, like that's the answer. To me, it's a myth. Killing germs is not the answer. There have been germ killers around. Listerine's been around for over 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Periodontal disease, gum and bone disease is still rampant in our country. If it weren't, you know, if Listerine and all the other germ killers worked, you know, we would see those results out in the general population. But germs, they don't kill all the germs. Germs grow back or repopulate very, very quickly, and those germs continue to produce those bad breath sulfur gases. They eat protein, produce the sulfur gases. And the reality is that most of the mouthwashes, including all of those leading germ killers, Listerine, Crest Pro Health, Scope, Act, none of those mouthwashes will provide you with fresh breath longer than 1 hour. And, you know, at the very beginning, you mentioned Smart Mouth, which was invented by the chairman of oral biology and pathology at the State University of New York, brilliant scientist. And Smart Mouth mouthwash actually provides 12 hours of fresh breath.
Oh, come on. 12 hours?
No, I'm telling you. So you rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day, rinse at night, and literally you can wake up every day, no bad breath, so no morning breath.
Well, help me to get my arms around this. We're talking to Dr. Suzanne Cohn, everybody. And help me get my arms around it, because you're saying that most Listerine and Scope and all of that, they only work for an hour. Your product, which is Smart Mouth, works for 12 hours. That's 12 times longer than
right.
the
well,
others that are out there, the competition.
Yeah, here's the deal. You do not have to believe me. We actually, because you know what, it sounds ridiculous and outrageous, and the Better Business Bureau thought so too. They sent me a letter, I don't know, it was not quite 3 years ago, and they said, you know, we were making all these claims. Those other mouthwashes didn't provide fresh breath longer than an hour. We provided for 12. Our Smart Mouth lasts 12 times longer. You can wake up every day with fresh breath. They said, you really need to substantiate these claims. And we sent them all of the science and all of the clinical studies. And we actually had quite a while before that, we had the American Dental Association conduct a search of all published clinical studies on mouthwashes and bad breath and all of that. And we had every one of those reviewed by an independent expert. All of that information was submitted to the Better Business Bureau. They have a national advertising division whose sole purpose is to foster truth in advertising. Because, you know, you just don't know what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we not only sent them all of the clinical studies, you know, showing that all these other products had been tested and none of them provided fresh breath longer than an hour. I mean, the companies actually proved it themselves. But we sent them the underlying science as to why, and they published their decision about 2.5 years ago, and in fact at smartmouth.com you can go and you can read their decision, and what they said is yes, this company has substantiated all of these claims. Smart Mouth does, in fact, provide 12 hours of fresh breath. These other mouthwashes don't provide fresh breath longer than an hour. Smart Mouth lasts 12 times longer, and you can wake up with fresh breath every day.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, thank goodness, because it's so hard to believe. But for, you know, those people who have a more serious problem, you know, where they literally have, and we all know people who have bad breath every second of every day, no matter what they do.
Right.
I'm telling you, we get letters.
Well, tell me, what makes your product so different? We've only got a couple of minutes left, so it lasts 12 times longer. It's proven to do that. What
right.
makes it different?
Well, there are two key ingredients that are kept in separate bottles. When you get Smart Mouth, it's actually on the shelf. It's in a box. And because there are two bottles, with each one has a different ingredient. And they're pump bottles, so you pump four pumps into a little mixing cup that we put in there from solution one, four from solution two. And the mixture of these two together, you're freshly activating it every time. Number one, it eliminates all existing bad breath, all those sulfur gases that you have in your mouth when you rinse with it. And then prevention is the key. It's not killing those germs, but it's preventing new bad breath sulfur gases from being produced. And how it does that, it's very scientific and, you know, way too long a conversation. But the bottom line is it works. So it's elimination and it's prevention. And it has that effect for at least 12 hours after you rinse.
Wow. So you could conceivably do this at night before you went to bed and wake up in the morning with fresh breath the next day.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And something else that you'll notice, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you have that filmy feeling on your teeth?
Yes.
Within a couple days to a week, you wake up, your teeth will actually feel smooth and clean. You can tell something's happening, it's working, it feels cleaner in there, and no more bad breath.
Great. We're talking to Dr. Suzanne Cohn, everybody. She's the CEO of Smart Mouth. Doc, where can they get your product if they're looking to find it?
It's pretty much everywhere. It's at Walmart, Target, Kmart. It's at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid. It's at Long's. It's just, it's all over the country. It's in over 35,000 stores. You can go to smartmouth.com for a full list of stores. You can plug in your zip code. It'll tell you your four nearest stores. And in the Learning Center, I've done some video tutorials so that if people, you know, didn't get some of this or they would like some answers to, you know, what causes
great
bad breath,
Doc,
and why the others don't work, you can take a look.
We've got to run. That brings us to the end of another show. You've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Join us every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400. Coming up next is Leading Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell.